You'd expect to see academic types at a symposium like this, but they were joined by representatives from the USDA, the Air Force, and even the FBI. Tom Frazier is president of GenCon, a nonprofit network of genetics and biotechnology professionals. He says the U.S. government is finally recognizing that agriculture is vulnerable to bioterrorism.
Smaller countries that may have something against the United States or criminal organizations are more likely to resort to these kinds of weapons because they're cheap and they're easy to get hold of.
Frazier says even one attack, like a deliberate release of foot and mouth disease, could devastate the country's cattle industry. It's a whole new world for the agricultural community, and Frazier says there's a lot they can learn from groups like the FBI about surveillance, investigation, and crisis management. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson.